The Zika and Ebola epidemics have caused concern around the world about how to fight the spread of these diseases. The way experts approached these health crises was influenced by past experience. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Beth Swarecki, author of the book Outbreak, 50 Tales of Epidemics That Terrorize the World, about the history of epidemics and how societies deal with them.
Why are we so fascinated with these types of outbreaks that you write about in your book?
Well, I think a big part of it is just that they're so dramatic. Anytime you read a story, the bigger and more epic it is, the better. And so when you have something where people are dying, you know, look at the Black Death, it's an entire continent. How can you not be drawn to that? But at the same time, we have some distance from it, especially when you're looking back through history. You can say, okay, that was a whole continent where huge numbers of people died, but that was a long time ago. Even with Ebola, more recently, you can say, well, that's certainly a lot closer to home, but somewhat it's farther away geographically. And with a lot of these epidemics, we also have technology in between us too, right? That we can say, well, that was awful back then, but we have a vaccine against that now.
So why did you decide to revisit epidemics at different times in human history?
So from like a biology nerd point of view, I think it would be great to look at one germ or one disease and say, okay, well, how does this work? But to really put it in context of these epidemics that are really the way we understand a lot of these diseases, because it was this epidemic, because it was that epidemic. And I think it's really interesting to see how people handled it in different ways at different times. With leprosy in the 13th century, people then didn't know very much about what it was or how it was transmitted or what exactly you can do about it. Leprosy was a thing and still is today, but around the time they were exiling people on this specific part of Hawaii, they kept doing that even after we had an antimicrobial treatment for it. And you really get into like the social factors of it about why were people thinking this disease was so much worse than other diseases, which from a purely scientific perspective, it isn't necessarily. And so there are so many ways that culture and history affects how we approach a disease, and then it comes right back that lots of diseases have in different ways changed history and changed our culture.
So in terms of the inoculation, it was very obviously today it's delivered through a needle, but back then it was rubbed on the skin. How did that happen?
Well, as far as we know, smallpox was the only one that people were really vaccinating for, or at the time they would say inoculating or variolating. So they were doing this with smallpox and not with other diseases. And I don't know if anybody's really asked why, but one thing we know about smallpox is it makes these pustules all over your skin. And so people would take the fluid from inside of there, they would make a little cut or a scratch, and then they would put some of this lymph or pus, and they would try to get it like under your skin into your bloodstream. Probably that made sense because it was, you know, a sore on your arm, and so you would put it into a sore on somebody else's arm. And looking back, we know now that smallpox is spread through like coughs and sneezes through the air. And so, you know, like how did they figure that out? Or was it just sort of an accident? So we don't know. You know, in modern times, using a vaccine with a needle the way that we do it works pretty well for a lot of things, although not everything. There's a polio vaccine that's used in the developing world that's an oral vaccine. We have a rotavirus vaccine that's like that too. You just put a few drops in a baby's mouth. But yeah, that's really interesting how this has changed over time. And we don't really know why people vaccinated against smallpox in the way that they did.
That was author Beth Swarecki speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.